Welcome back to another episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your podcast host, and today we're diving into part two of our advisor chat episode with advisor Greg Thurer. If you haven't listened to part one of my conversation with Greg, I recommend giving that a listen before you catch the rest of our conversation here. Assuming you've given that a listen already, then you're in the right place. Here's the rest of my conversation with Greg Thurer. I'm sure that you have times where clients call you or they come into your office in a panic. They're fearful of the future. What features any money do you utilize in a time like that? Do you have any examples of how you've used eMoney to kind of show them or just help bring that financial peace of mind to the conversation?
So I actually have a whole series of videos on this, by the way. So we do a weekly eMoney tip of the week with our firm that we go out there, and every Tuesday we release a tip on how we use the software at no cost. We also have a financial planning masterclass. We also have an eMoney masterclass so that people are new to your office. And we run through all these series of ones, and just for the sake of time, I'm just going to keep it really brief and quick. Ultimately, whether it's eMoney or any other tool, is useless, and I'm going to say this again, useless, in that situation if you didn't do the work beforehand. And so it's like, you know, it's like a client's buying a new house. And if you don't put these guardrails in before they go in that emotional, because that conversation is not a rational conversation. It is a emotional conversation. That's like my wife is sitting there, we're in an argument, and I'm trying to use rational. So like my wife and I, we debate on where we want to live. I'm just going to go on Google Maps, and I'm going to Google map the 18 places we drive the most. And I'm going to pick a house in the South Hills and a house in the North Hills and show the aggregate average of travel time. My wife doesn't care. She doesn't care. It's an emotional decision. Yes, I want to be closer to family. Well, I'm going to show you on this map mathematically why you're actually just as close to family there. It doesn't matter. It's an emotional decision. It's not a rational decision. Your clients are not making an irrational decision at that point in time. So all the charts and graphs, well, the market's done this and the impact has done this. The best thing you can do, there's Carl Richards has a one called Scary Markets. We do it once a year with our team. You don't even have to be part of his organization to go and get it. It's free out there. It's about listening to the clients. Just listen. Keep your mouth shut. Hear their pain. Understand them. Let them emotionally get out of there. Then and only then can you take this and you can go and use their decisions. And why I said you have to use eMoney prior to this for it to be really successful. You can still be successful, right? All things being equal, let's still work at it, right? But when you can sit there and say, and what we use is we do top three financial priorities. You told me your top three financial priorities were financial security, blah, 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 this order. Has that changed? Tell me. Like they're telling me, has that changed? No, it hasn't changed. And so let's go to your financial plan. And the number one thing is show them their financial plan still in green. That's what it is. It's the same stuff if it's not a scary market. It's the same decision center saying, look, I know there's a lot of crazy things going on. The world's crazy out there right now. You know, Carl's recording this. There's this war in Israel. There's a war in Ukraine. We have a presidential election, right? The people are dying from obesity on a high level. There's all these crazy things, right? But bottom line is your financial plan, based upon your priorities and pursuing your goals, is still in green. So why are we panicked? See, when you could do that, when you listen to them, and then now what I'm doing is I'm not taking some obscure chart or some obscure, like you were told to do this or some rule of thumb, which again puts more shame and more guilt that they can't do what they're supposed to do. Did your goals change? See, it's a conversation about them and they feel heard. They feel seen. Your goals were this. Did these goals change? No. Well, let's go back and let's test this. Are we okay? That's where it becomes unbelievable. So it's really the same exact conversation that you're having when it's not a scary market. But if you did the work prior to that, if you made them understand, you educate them what that Monte Carlo was prior to that. If you made them understand what the green, yellow, and red was, if you've trained them time and time and time again, it makes that conversation easier. And eMoney makes it simpler than anything else because, again, it's not about percentages. It's not about understanding markets and stock versus bonds. It's as simple as this. If I made this decision to get more conservative, let me change your asset allocation. How does that impact your financial plan? And now it comes down to the decision as opposed to the results, where everyone else is trying to focus on the results of what markets do, where I'm focused on the decision. If we do what you're asking me to do and we click this button here, you are not going to pursue your goals the same way. That's where it's powerful.
Interesting. It's really cool to see you revisit those priorities with clients, because I'm sure when there's other things going on, the waters can probably get muddied in their minds about just kind of keeping those at top of mind of, okay, here's what I decided were my priorities. And if this is not going to affect it, maybe I don't need to worry about it. But I think that's easier said than done. So that's awesome to hear, though. I know that you use Client Portal a lot. We've talked a lot about that in my conversation with you. How has the Client Portal and just the visibility for the client into their financial picture, how has that affected the advisor-client relationship for you? And has it changed the communication cadence between yourself and your clients?
Yeah, I think I'm going to answer that with a story, right? I told you stories. So this is not a story about me, about another financial planner. So I was a news guy who was a financial planner up in New England area. And essentially what ended up happening was he lost a client to e-money. And so he was basically going out and water skiing in the morning. So he had his buddy, they're going to water ski all the time. And one thing led to another, what do you do for a living? I'm a financial planner. Hey, I want to bring everything over. And it actually, he was like, you know, I no longer accept new clients. I have this other guy. I'm going to get you in front of him. So they go and they meet. They bring over like $3 million, which for this guy and this firm, that was a pretty sizable client. And they're really happy with it. About 6 months later, they're water skiing one morning. He goes, hey, I got to tell you, we're moving all our stuff back to the other financial planner. Tell me why. What's going on? You know what? We're really happy with him. He's better at communicating. He responds quicker. Right? All these things that people say that they do better than other people. He goes, well, why? He goes, well, my wife is the one that runs our financial house from the day to day. And the other advisor had this portal. And she was able to see everything. And when we left, he kept it live, which this guy was genius. He said, you know, I see so many financial planners that screws up when clients leave you. Write them a thank you note. Tell them how much you're appreciative. Don't ask them why. Don't like be mean to them, because if they're not happy, right, they were sold a bill of goods. That person's got to live up that bill of goods, right? You can get so much business by the way you treat people. First off, you should just do that for be a good human being. So this other advisor, he's smart enough to say, I'm going to let you continue your e-money portal to make your transition as clean and easy as possible. Let me help you on the way out, right? He said, however, I have to pay for you to be part of this, right? This is a tool I pay for my clients. So at the 6 month mark, I'm gonna cut you off. So this advisor calls at the 5 months and like 3 weeks or 5 months and 2 weeks and says, just as a reminder, I'm gonna be shutting off your access. So if you didn't get all your documents out, please do that this week. Not like, hey, you're gonna come back. Wasn't used as a threat. He wasn't saying like, I'm cutting this off. He was like, I got to do this. I'm going to give you ample time again. And that's why they called and they said, we got to switch our stuff over because we don't want to lose this portal. So he brings them in and goes, well, we got this portal. And they didn't, because they didn't use e-money. And that's the first time that advisor learned about e-money. And you can imagine they became an e-money client after that, because he realized the importance of this portal. So I am not a big widget counter of any stretch, but I tell our team, if there's one widget, it's how many of your clients actively use the client portal. Because if they're actively using that client portal, they're one, subliminally thinking about you all the time. Every time they log into that, when you're sleeping, it's Friday night at 1 a.m., that client's up looking at that portal and you're sleeping, they're thinking about you. When it's Sunday morning and I take Sundays off, that's my Sabbath, and I'm not going to work, but my client's logging in, they're thinking of me. That's what that client portal does. So you asked, does it change the communication cadence? It does, but you don't even realize it. Now, it's changed the communication cadence on next steps, changed in terms of a lot of it, but it's changed it because the service level goes down. The clients think about you, and it makes it more than anything else that we do, not the white glove service, not your 300 years of experience, not your credentials, not the way you make somebody feel, them being able to log in that portal and see their entire life on demand when they want to, makes them stickier than anything else.
Wow. That is an incredible story. And I think that you are spot on with what you said about the client's thinking about you when you could be asleep, you know, working on other things within your business. Obviously, you have a lot of different things as an advisor on your plate, not to mention your life outside of being an advisor. So I personally, of course, I'm biased, but of course, I think that the client portal is an amazing feature. So it's really cool to hear that story and to hear from the mouth of an advisor how it's been impactful in their business. From the client perspective of things, if we were to put ourselves in their shoes, and maybe you've heard from certain clients, are there certain features that you have seen clients find most helpful within the client portal?
Yeah, well, the one I keep hearing from clients, so the feature that clients use the most is that they're going to come in there and look at their probability of success, but I've also trained them on that. See, I think that's the other thing too, is like when you go and buy a new car, what do? They run you through all the new features. But when you show them that, that's where, again, you talk about those down markets when people get panic and fearful and they log in at 1 o'clock in the morning and they can see that they're still at a 92% probability of success. So that is by far and away the one feature the clients talk about the most. Clients do love the budgeting feature. Clients do love the ability to see everything all in one place. Third-party data aggregators are a dime a dozen. When I first started using eMoney in 2006, when I started as a profession, that was like, holy crap, third-party data aggregator. But you'd be surprised, even with how popular they are, how few clients use them and utilize them. That's really what that story is about, with the water skiing. It really comes down to that person wanted a third-party data aggregator that they knew how to use. So those are the features I think that are most. Clients don't talk about the next steps, but they do because they're like, I feel like you hold me accountable. I feel like I'm able to remember what to do. So they're not necessarily saying like, oh, this is the important thing, because just like anything else, if you're using it well, they don't even understand what's great about it. They just feel like if it's great, they actually don't even realize it's a portal. It's an extension of you. It's how Greg communicates. Greg's a good communicator. I am not the greatest at returning client calls fast. I am not the greatest at returning emails fast. But clients are like, oh, Greg stays communicating. Why? Because they're using the client portal. They're using the client portal.
That's great that it can be a tool to make the communication and process more seamless, and that they feel like they can go in, find their information. Love that you've talked about the probability of success and also just taking them through the client portal initially. I think that's a great idea for advisors who are listening to this, who maybe have not given many of their clients access to the portal, is to not just hand them the login information and say, be on your merry way, but to explain it a little bit to them and have them go through certain things there to understand it.
Have videos on it and onboarded email. You know, the first 14 days, each day, here's a new feature and the email. It's really, really easy to set up. But you know, one thing I didn't mention there, and this again goes talk about like, what features the clients talk about, that it's sometimes what they don't talk about. And so if anyone's ever used secure email, clients used to hate that. And most compliance requires a secure email. So the vault is unbelievable. Just saying load this, all of our language says to everything, load this to your secure client vault. Just that like constant language, secure client vault, secure client vault. This is your secure client vault. Let's use the power of eMoney security to exchange information. Do you realize how unsecure your email is? That's like putting a $1,000 in your mailbox, anyone can drive up to your mailbox and take it. That's the same way with email, right? So let's use your secure client vault. Let me share your financial plan. Now you can see 10 years worth of your financial plans in your secure client vault. So I didn't even talk about that. There's so many like great features of the client portal. It's impossible to really cover them all. But I think that sometimes it gets overlooked because it's just so like table stakes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, there's a vault here. There's a secure communication channel that my clients don't have to log in, right? All in one place. I think that's so vitally important. If your client has two logins, they won't log into a single one. So having one place that they log in for everything is really the feature.
Yeah, it does become way more confusing the more logins that you add to the client's plate so that they can stay on top. At that point, it doesn't become a helpful tool. So it's great that it is kind of a one place fits all in terms of documents, utilizing that client vault. I think that that's awesome. You have mentioned that you used eMoney way back in 2006 when you started as an advisor. How have you seen the impact of using eMoney change over the years? And what type of impact do you as an advisor feel that it will continue to have as we release new reports and new features all within the application?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I will tell you, there's been more innovation in eMoney in the last 2 years than all those other years combined. And they're just getting started, you know, with the roadmap. But I think the reason why there wasn't much innovation, and we could argue that there wasn't good competition, and I think some of the new competitors have really sped that up, right? I think really what it comes down to is the core of eMoney hasn't changed because the core of eMoney they got right. You know, the heart of eMoney is Decision Center. Like, if you want to know, like, ultimately, why do I use this when competitors come in and, like, try to sell me on their product? I'm like, it's Decision Center. Well, Greg, you're saying Client Portal. I'm like, yes. But ultimately, you need Decision Center. And so the way Decision Center is built is really what's helped clients make those informed decisions. I believe my clients have implemented and had more success because of Decision Center. And having that ability to, like, third-party data aggregator was around in 2006. Life in a Box video, which I pay for Bamboo just to have that. It's great, right? There's a lot of great core features. So that stuff has been around. Next Steps, I think, has been around since 2006, but it's been around a long time. The core ways that I use it have not changed. But what it has is, let's make the way we communicate better, right? And not the aesthetics, who cares about that, but like the ability to build out the techniques faster. The ability to build out the tech, you know, back in the day it was techniques and advanced techniques, and the techniques wouldn't even go throughout the whole thing. So now the ability to, on the fly, during a client meeting, to be able to change things without going to advanced techniques, they're making the tool easier to use and creating features that they're genuinely listening to us. There's so many things where I'm like, hey, stop building out a goals-based software. Stay in your wheelhouse. Stay in your niche. Your cash flow. Stop spending money on foundational planning to go and get advisors that don't really do financial planning. Let somebody else play that space. Like, focus in on your core market. And that's really what I've seen, and what I'm so excited about the roadmap coming out and some of the things that they're doing is they're going to continue to enhance Decision Center as they have for the past 2 years, continue to double down on the tools that we want to show better ways to simplify, easy ways to show client their data, because it all comes down to Decision Center. So the more and more those reports, the more and more stuff come to Decision Center, I never leave Decision Center. That's what it's all about.
Decision Center, really, it just holds so many great tools just within that part of the application for advisors to use. And you're so right. We are, you know, releasing new things, lots of exciting things to come. So I'm excited for advisors to see that. Are there new things that you feel like you continue to learn about yourself as an advisor who's a pretty seasoned advisor when it comes to using eMoney?
Probably about a month that goes by to learn a new, probably first off, the features are changing constantly in eMoney, right? But just constantly, and one of the big things that, you know, somebody asked one time, like, Greg, why do you start doing these eMoney tips of the week? Like, why do you spend your time recording videos for other financial planners? And why I'm impact driven, right? By me showing the way I did it, I have advisors saying, why the heck are you doing that way? Do you think there's a much easier way to do this? And I'm like, no, tell me. And so, I mean, there's honestly not a month that goes by that I don't learn a better way to show, to illustrate eMoney. I'm trying to always find ways. I actually play games with it in my head. I'll literally say, well, I'm going to take the same concept and find a new way to show it to a client. Is there a way I can show the same exact result to a client that is simpler and easy to understand in eMoney? And it's a fun way to do that. So there's always a different way to do it. And part of what eMoney is designed around is there's a lot of ways to skin that cat. There's a lot of ways to go in there and change things around. So I'm constantly learning something new in eMoney.
I love hearing that you think that there are a lot of ways. You're the advisor and using eMoney day to day. I think it's great to hear that there are so many ways to show clients different things, because what works for one advisor might work differently for another. And that really goes, I'm sure, on a client basis as well. What works for one client might be better displayed or depicted to another client in a different way that really makes sense for them or to them. Two questions to kind of close us out. One is, as an advisor, you've used eMoney for quite some time. What is one piece of advice that you would give to the advisor who is where you were in 2006, that advisor who is just getting started with their work, and maybe even just getting started with their work in eMoney, and maybe they've been a practicing advisor? What is one piece of advice that you would give them as they start this experience with using eMoney as an application?
It's simple. Learn the language of eMoney. So as I always like to say, if you take high school Spanish, that doesn't mean you can go down to Mexico and close a client. You might be able to go to all-inclusive and say dos más cervezas, por favor, right? And donde estás el baños, but you're not going to close a client because you can't speak that language fluently. Whenever somebody gets access to eMoney, whether it's a new advisor or an older advisor, they want to just use the tool right away in front of clients. And then they come back and say, this tool's actually not that good. Clients didn't understand it. No, it's a language you're using. It's a way to communicate with clients, like your dad was saying, right, to let them know how much you care, or you know, let them feel so known and so seen. You can only do that if you know the tool like the back of your hand. So you need to put the work in prior to that. The best way to do that, this is not self-grandizing because I don't make any money on it. It's actually a huge passion project of mine. We built our eMoney Masterclass because so many firms around the country were like, hey, can you help my team do this from start to finish? But also so that our team from start to finish, we bring on a new team member, they run, that's what we did. We took our in-house training, just filmed it. But I think the idea is that like in my eMoney Masterclass, the first couple of classes were not even in software. It's about understanding the why behind the software, understand the language, because when you get that language, you can figure out all the other stuff. As opposed to learning the how, hey, show me how to do a Roth conversion. No. Understand what that is. This is cash flow versus goals based. This is Monte Carlo probabilities. My biggest advice to somebody is learn the language of eMoney. If you're going to use a tool and it's going to be your common language that you use in front of every client, why would you not want to be great at it? How do you sleep at night is what I say. That offends some people, but I don't care. I genuinely don't understand. Like, if you want to be great and this is your profession, your call to be in, and you're a CFP professional, you're a fiduciary, how do you not spend time, pause, and do CE inside the software? Not CE to get smarter financial planning. The vast majority of financial planners are knowledgeable. They know this stuff, but they don't know the fintech software. You know, when I started using eMoney, I took time just to learn eMoney. If I'm going to use this in front of clients, I want to be extremely knowledgeable in it. I want to use it really well, that it doesn't become the software. It becomes the way I communicate. That they don't even know what software I'm using. They don't care what software I'm using. It's a tool that helps me communicate better. If you're going to spend the kind of money you need to spend on eMoney, and you're going to use it the way you communicate to clients and be client-facing, be great at it.
That's great advice. I have used this example before in talking with someone about eMoney and the idea of just getting started in the program. And I think it's like when you get a package or when you're a kid on Christmas and you open something up and you're so excited that you completely throw away the instructions on how to put it together or how to use it, and you just attempt without taking a step back and reading the instructions, when most of the time that manual is there for a reason. And that's the same case for eMoney. We have resources, we have tools, we have coaches, we have a help menu full of information on how to use the software, so that then once they know how, they can focus on using it as a tool for that positive impact with clients. So I love that you spoke to that. Last final question for you. What is one thing that you want other advisors listening today? They could be very seasoned. They could be advisors who are very new to the business. What is one thing that you want someone listening today to know about eMoney and the role that it can play in their business?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much the same answer without me like having to go into it. It's just eMoney can be as powerful of a tool as you want it to be. And so stop taking that Ferrari and put an 87 gas in it. Unleash it. If this is going to be the number one client-facing part of your fintech stack, put better gasoline into it. Find time. I know you think you can't afford to do it in your schedule, and you want to maybe hire someone to do it for you, right? I'm just going to hire some person who knows eMoney really well. That's no substitute, because ultimately it's the tool you're going to use in front of clients. So spend the time. Learn it, because if you do, I believe personally that it's the best tool to make your clients stickier. Right? Cost of acquisition of a client is much, 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 much more expensive than the cost of keeping a client. And I believe, and then the last part of that I want to say is, it's not for younger people. We have clients that are 90 years old at using money. We have clients that are 80 years old at using money. Stop telling yourself that head trash. In 2024, everyone uses technology. Everyone. And if you refuse to use technology, your clients are going to be left out in the dust. I don't care if your clients say they want to use statements. I don't care if your clients say that they're old-fashioned. Ultimately, they still have a smartphone. Or if they don't have a smartphone, they have a computer. So don't say that I work with seasoned clients. My clients are different. Your clients are different. They all use the internet.
Thank you so much, Greg. All of this information was so incredibly helpful. A great conversation with you today. And I have full confidence that we are leaving advisors feeling educated on how to use eMoney, whether that's how to get started or new ways to explore using the application, and even just an understanding of what else is in your toolbox that is allowing you to be a successful advisor and create that interactive, effective experience for your clients. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm very excited for your book. Tell advisors where they can find you. Can they connect with you? And where they'll be able to find your book?
Yeah. So if you want to connect with me, and I love connecting with financial planners, and because I genuinely believe that when financial planners get better, our whole country gets better. Feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn is the best way. If you want to join our weekly eMoney Tip of the Week, just send me a message on LinkedIn. But we also share those not only through email, but we share them on LinkedIn every single Tuesday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Greg. And it was great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. Greg had a ton of wisdom to share when it comes to eMoney and how he implements it into his practice. If you have your own creative ways that you're using eMoney, or you have any podcast-related questions, send us an email at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. Otherwise, we'll catch you on another podcast episode soon.